Hello, here's your KVNF regional newscast for Tuesday, January 23rd. An email to KVNF News confirmed that there was a recent shooting in Paonia. In the email, Paonia Chief of Police Neil Ferguson stated, quote, "On January 12th, at about 20:45 hours, officers responded to the 300 block of Poplar Avenue for a report of a male with a gunshot wound. The victim was care flighted to the hospital and the suspect was located. This is an active and open investigation at this time," end quote. The Delta County Independent reported that on social media, the victim of the shooting was identified as Paonia resident Ryan Redifer, aged 54. He was care-lifted to St. Mary's Medical Center in Grand Junction, where he remains undergoing further treatment. Ferguson told the DCI that a female suspect was taken into custody and charges are pending. The case is an ongoing active investigation, and authorities have released no further information. Ferguson told KVNF News that he will release another statement in the next couple of days or sometime next week. The Grand Junction Police Department estimated around 4,000 people marched in the second annual Western Colorado Women's March on Saturday. KVNF's Allie Lightfoot filed this report.
The old county courthouse on Root Avenue in Grand Junction was alive with activity and citizens exercising their First Amendment rights on Saturday as they gathered for the second annual Western Colorado Women's March. The march is part of a nationwide movement for women's rights and equality. Many community groups took part in organizing the event, including Western Colorado Congress, the Sierra Club, and Grand Junction Indivisible groups. Here's what some of the participants had to say.
I was going to go to the Denver one, but I didn't make it. But I feel that it's more important to come to this one just because it's a smaller town and we want it to get bigger and bigger and bring more awareness to places that it actually matters.
Do you feel like a lot of people feel like maybe Grand Junction's a place where there's a lot of Trump supporters, actually? Do you feel like there's been any change in that over the past year?
I think there has. I know my family has definitely changed on that. I'm kind of one of the only Democratic ones in my family, but now they've kind of turned just because of they've realized how Trump is kind of toxic for our country.
I came here to voice my dissatisfaction with how we're being represented, and I think it's time for people to come together and stop this madness. I'm happy to see the turnout. We drove up from Montrose, and it's nice to see people rallying, but my initial feeling when we approached Lincoln Park was it's really sad that we're here to protest these things, because some of the signs are these lists of offenses, and it's human rights offenses, and this should be old news.
We call ourselves the Crawford Area Indivisibles, since we come from all over the Crawford area, and even Hotchkiss and Paonia. We have usually about 15 people at our meetings, but we have about 40 people on our mailing list.
And what are you trying to do to organize?
We are activists. We work towards, some of us can agree on the word, progressive change in the federal, state, and local governments. And so we have gone to our state representative's office and our senator's office, and we write letters and we make phone calls. We obviously march. So many of us are here today. We're getting ready to start a canvassing campaign because we want people to realize that they need to have a say in the forthcoming elections. And some of us are prepared to register voters, so we'll have some outreach in that area. Right now, we're more active than the Democratic Party throughout the congressional district.
Another much smaller group gathered nearby to make their voices heard about the issue of abortion.
There's a few folks here who look like they have Trump Pence signs too. So do you feel that Trump represents more of that?
No, I don't think we're here as Trump followers or deniers. We're here for life. If there are people here for Trumpets, they're like in the other group. That would just be, you know, where their hearts are. Yeah, it's who showed up. Yeah.
Okay. We are not opposed to women's rights. We believe women should have the same rights. All we're asking is to have the rights for the unborn baby that they still live, because they are a human being. That's all.
Do you feel like sometimes a candidate might be pro-life, but then they are going against other things that you believe in?
Politics this year, I don't think anybody's coming out smelling like a rose. And so I think the best we can do as Americans is to live honorably and nobly with dignity and love. And that should be our calling, not to be political always.
We have so many different people with so many different things that are important to them out here today. How does that make you feel when you come out?
I love it. I mean, I was just telling Bob here that this is probably the most interesting place to be in Grand Junction today, because we have so many different beliefs and values, but we're here because we have this combined right to speak and to speak openly without fear. And what a cherished right that is. And we need to value it and use it.
This is Allie Lightfoot for KVNF.
Every month, state and local officials meet with scientists to review important information impacting Colorado's water supply. H2O Radio reports that the recent discussions left some very worried.
I'm going to apologize ahead of time for my doom and gloom report. It's not my fault, I'm just a messenger.
That's climatologist Becky Bollinger of Colorado State University, who set the tone. She pointed out that November 2017 was the hottest November ever on average in Colorado in 123 years of record keeping.
And December continued that pattern.
In fact, the average temperature from October to December last year was almost 4 degrees higher than previous years. And you may have noticed that the trend seems to be continuing into January this year, with Friday's temperature approaching 70 some places along the Front Range. According to recent data from the Colorado Snow Survey Program, the state's snowpack is one of the lowest since 1980, with the Gunnison, San Juan, and Rio Grande basins receiving well below average precipitation. But the most serious warnings about our current situation came from Klaus Wolter, a research scientist with the University of Colorado and NOAA.
The first time in, I would say, 5 years that we are looking at emerging drought conditions in Colorado. We may still have near normal precipitation and snow in the mountains for the next month, maybe if we're lucky 2 months. But then going forward into the spring, I'm very concerned about a really dry spring.
For H2O Radio in Denver, I'm Jamie Sudler.
And that was your KVNF regional newscast for Tuesday. For KVNF News, I'm Eric Gould.